Okay, it's Chav Tes Seir, Tav Shinayim Vav. We are up to the Vav of Aleph. We have a number of guests here today, so Mazel Tov to all the guests. That's permanently now online. Mazel Tov to Ezra for having a daughter. Okay, the Vav of Aleph. We're learning the different forms of damages that a person is responsible for because of his possession. Not only if he damages, if his possession damages, he is responsible. We broke it down into four different categories. We said that if your cow, if your living animal causes damage, or if a person himself causes damage, or if he creates a pit or a stumbling block and people trip over it, then he causes damage, or if he lights a fire and the wind comes and blows the fire into the next door property, you are responsible. So now we're going to discuss a few other things and see where it fits in. The Mishnah said, Hatzad HaShavah Sheben, what we have in common between a couple of those things are, these four different things are, they go out and they cause damage, and it's your responsibility. So anything else that goes out and causes damage, you're responsible. So we want to know what that anything else is. What is that anything else? Says the Gemara, La Suya Mai, what do you come to include? Amar Abayi Zalabayi, La Suya to include Avna, your stone, Sakina, or a knife. Or Masoya, like a backpack. She Nichum Berej Gaga, you placed it on top of your roof, and you knew that a common wind could come and blow it off. The Naflu Beruach Matsuya, and it fell with a common wind. Behezeka, and it caused damage. You are liable. Says the Gemara, let's work out the circumstances, because whichever circumstance it can be, it's already included in one of these four categories. So what do you have to include and say, maybe on a category on its own, we couldn't learn this, but by having some common denominator, we could learn it. Let's work out. Hey, Chidame, what happened? Iba had the Ozli Komaske while it was traveling down. Fell off the roof, and while it was falling down, it hit somebody or hit something, and it caused damage. Hainu Eish, that's exactly the same thing as fire. That would be the category of fire. Because what's fire? Maishna Eish, what exactly is fire? What, you're responsible. The Koyach Achamurba, you knew the wind would come and blow it, and you're responsible. Since you did it, it's your responsibility, and you should have watched it. Haninami, same thing here. Koyach Achamurba, you placed it on the roof, you knew that a wind would come and blow it down, and the wind came and blew it down. It's your responsibility, so of course you're responsible. The Ella, what are we talking about? Bossa, the Naichi, obviously we're talking about it fell down the ground. The knife fell off the roof onto the ground and then somebody tripped over it. Or your rock fell off and somebody tripped over it. So let's analyze that further. Idaf, if you said, look, I don't need it, it's ownerless, then that's the same status as a pit in the ground that you're responsible for. Why do we need to learn anything extra? If we only knew a pit, we would know that you're responsible for that as well. Beilera, beilishmo, whichever way you go, hainu boy, that's the exact same thing as a pit. Maishna boy, why are you responsible if you dig a pit in the ground? Chikain, tchilas, asi, yosel, nezik, when you had no right to do it, and from the outset it was dangerous and it caused harm. Umemain chashmiras, like it's your responsibility. Nu hani nami here also. Tchilas, asi, yosel, nezik, when you put it on the roof and you knew that the wind would blow it down, that was totally reckless and irresponsible. Umemain chashmiras, like, and therefore, for you're responsible. So how is that different than boy? Ella must be the lawyer. We'll give you four answers. Answer number one. The lawyer afkarinu, and before you get answered, and you're going to say he didn't make it hefker, still yours. Lishmul, according to Shmuel, the Amr says, Kula boy lamad. Shmuel says, when you dig a pit, I don't care whether it's still yours or it's not yours, you're responsible. So what, if the stone falls down on the ground and people stumble over it, of course you're responsible. Who cares if it's your stone or not your stone? Hainu boy. So answer number one. Loyalum Nafkin, you made it hefkin, it's not yours anymore. But we would not have known from pit on its own that you'd be responsible in this case. Why not? But Loydomu Leboy, it's different than boy. Because when you dig a pit in the ground, you dug an entire boy, and then somebody falls in. Here, you put it on the roof. The wind helped you carry it, transport it from the roof to the ground. So how do you know that if the pit was created, you and jointly somebody else, that you're still responsible? That's why we need the Mishnah to say, but what's in common, that if you cause damage, you're responsible. That's why we need to learn from two things. Malaboy, Shekin, Ein Koyach Achmurba, you did it all on your own. Toima Bahani, in this case over here, Shekoyach Achmurba, you just placed it on the roof, the wind carried down. So Eishtecher, then I learned from fire, the wind. But Malaboy, Shekin, Dakalei Lahazir, by the fire, it traveled here, it just fell on the ground, somebody fell over it. So Boyer Techer, that's assimilated to Boyer. The Chazar Din, between the two, between Boyer and Eish, we learn out this idea that a knife on the roof, it falls down, and people trip over it, you are responsible. Okay, that's answer number one. Rava said, I'll give you another answer, why we couldn't learn it from any individual damager, and we needed a combination of two. Last, so you know what we're talking about here? Boyer Hamizgalgul Beragli Odom Beragli Beimah. You put something down on the ground, and then it got kicked down the road.
So now, it's not where you put it.
That's right. Now, the second guy is not responsible if he didn't do it deliberately. If the second guy deliberately picked it up and pushed it somewhere else, the second guy's responsible. But the guys walk, and when they walk, they kick things along. So the first guy who put it down is responsible. We, in this case, would not have known that he would have to pay, that he'd be liable. Why? Hechel, first of all, analyze it. Hechel, what are we talking about? Edav Karin, if he made it ownerless, then Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, whichever way you learn, Hainu Bar, that's the same thing of a stumbling block. What's the idea of a stumbling block? You can't chilas asi asanezi. From the outset, it shouldn't have been there. You're going to cause damage to other people. Ushminasal has your responsibility. You know, haninam here also. Chilas asi asanezi, by putting it on the ground, placing it on the ground, you had no right to, and there from the outset, it was going to cause a stumbling block. Ushminasal lech, your responsibility. So I can learn it directly from Bar. Ella, but the le'af karinu, you didn't make it hefker l'shmul. The amakulam b'olaman l'shmul says that even though you're not the owner, if you put it there, it's your responsibility. It's like a pit. Hainu boir. It's a pit. Why does the Mishnah need to learn from pit and something else? Answers the Gemara. Okay, this is the second answer. Lo'oil, you made it hefker. But lo'idom mi l'boir. It's different than boir. Ma l'boir, she came mass of gormle. By boir, you created the entire pit. And then people fall into it. Here, you put it down, but somebody kicked it down the road. And then the next person tripped over it, not from its original place, tripped over it because it's further down the road. So we would have thought, in this case, maybe you're not liable either, because you didn't put it there. Tema bahani she'em eyes a girl. It wasn't only you, other people pushed it down. So shaylich here, an animal. The animal walked, you didn't push the animal. The animal walked on its own and it caused damage. But since it was your responsibility, we're going to hold you liable. Then you're going to argue with Malo Shurj, you can't dark a little house. That's common for a cow to walk down the road, not for things on the street to move away. So, Bartachia, Bart will prove to you that even though people came to it, yet you're responsible. Chazar Adin, Loiroi Zekarazev. So, between the two, between Bayer and Shari, we learn now that if you put something on the street and people kick it down the road and somebody trips over it, the first guy who put it down is responsible, not the second guy. Unless some guy deliberately put it there. Third answer, Labada Barava says, you know what, we couldn't learn from any individual damager, we needed to collective too. Last year, teach you how the time we learned. Yeshua made 10 institutions when the Eden came to Israel, he made 10 laws. To form a society, you have to follow these civil laws. And one of those laws was that from time to time, you're allowed to open your gutters and your stormwater drains so that they can all come out into the street. But when? Only in the winter, not in the summer. And the winter is full of mud anyway, so it doesn't matter if you add a bit more mud. When the summer, anything is dry, you shouldn't make it all wet and muddy. Kol Elisham, all this that we say, Pais can be by saying, you're allowed to open up your drain pipes, you're going for mud, you're allowed to open up your caves. Be Maizachama, in the summer, ain't law, they have no right to. Only in the winter they can do it. Now, even though in the winter you have the right to. Imiziku, if let's say you put out a whole pile of mud there, and somebody trips over your mud, Chayavim l'shalom, you're responsible because it's yours. Now, hey, what are we talking about? If while the mud was traveling outside of your drain pipes while it was running down, somebody tripped over it, then isn't koichu? Then it's like you did it because it's your strength, your energy, and it's like a person did it himself. After it landed on the ground. Hey, dummy, what are we talking about? Edav, if you rendered it ownerless, then Bain Lirab and Ishmael Bird, that's the same thing as a pit. You put a stumbling block, it doesn't have to be a hole in the ground. Anything you put in the ground, you place in the ground that could cause people to trip, you're responsible. What's the idea of a pit? Tchilos asi yosel nezik is causing damage. Or my responsibility. No, haninam here too. Tchilos asi yosel nezik. That when you put the mud there, you knew that it could be dangerous. Or my chashmirach, you should have put some safeguards into place. Ella, so that's Boyer. What do I need to learn from Boyer and something else? Ella, the loy af grino, he's still yours. Still considered Boyer. We don't care who the owner is. If you play something that people will stumble over, even though it's still yours, you're responsible. No hainu Boyer. And yet, in this case, for like dummy Boyer is different than Boyer. Why is it different than Boyer? Because you have permission to open up these pipes and pour the mud out. We would have thought that if you have permission to do it, why should you be responsible? In the case of a pit, you have no right to dig a hole in the middle of the street, so you're responsible. But here, the Yeshua said, everyone has a right to open up the drain pipes and let it clean out. So why should we hold responsible? That's what we would have thought. In the bar, you have no permission. Here you do. So how do you tackle no responsible? When you take your cow and lead it in the street, you have a right to lead your cows in the street. Everybody has a right to lead their cows in the street. And yet, if your cow eats from other people's crop, you have to pay for it. Oh, but shoy is different. She can't dark your little house. It's common for shoy to cause damage. You got to be more responsible. People come to the boyer in the trip. So chazar and demon go back and forth, and therefore between boyer and shoy, we learn out the case of opening up your drain pipes. Answer number four, Ravina says, you know what we're talking about? Las Tsuyadnan teach you the following. Another law about neighbors. You have a house and you have a wall in front of your house, or you have a tree, and the tree collapsed and fell in the street. And people tripped over it and they're damaged. You are not responsible to pay. What about, because you weren't aware that the tree fell down. The council sent you a notice and said you have 30 days to clear, to cut the tree down or whatever. The least that Kaisel remove your wall, it looks very rickety. The Naflu B'teichas Man, and it collapsed before that time, the Hezeku Potter. So within the time, you Potter, because you said, like, I thought these are professionals, they gave me 30 days. I was sure that for 30 days it would still be upstanding. So I'm not responsible, it's an accident. Or B'lachas Man, if I waited one day after the 30 days and the tree falls down and hurts people, then I'm responsible. Now, Hey Chidami, let's work it out. Ida Afkere, if you made the Hefker after fell down, Bein Lavish Mulahan, boy, that's exactly the same as a pit. Your object is lying on the street. People are tripping over it. Of course you're responsible. Maishna bar. What's bar? That's Eikim Mutz. It's Kamish, but it's your responsibility. If you put a tree in the ground, people fall over it. Ida Afkere, if it's still your tree, Lishmuel, the Amashmuel, says, Kulam Abar Laman, it's identical to bar. Hainu bar. Says, Gemar La Oil Nafkarinu, you made it ownerless. But from bar itself, you wouldn't have learned. You know why? Veloy Domil bar. My you had no right to dig a hole in the middle of the street. So therefore you're responsible. Here you planted the tree in your garden, you had every right to, and then the tree collapsed on its own. How do I know in this case that you're liable? It's different than the case of the Torah of a boyer. When you planted the tree, it wasn't there to cause anybody damage. So then we'll say, look at a shor. Shor does not have to cause damage. You own a shor to do your work. But Mala Shur, I would argue, Shur on its own, I couldn't compare to this. The Shur goes out to cause damage. Here, it's lying on the ground. People came to the tree and fell. Look at every pit. People come to the pit and they fall. The Chazar Dinim, we go back and forth. So four different Dinim we learn out from Bar together with something else. Then the Mishnah continued, Kishahizik Chav HaMazik. The difference between the Babylonian Talmud and the Yishalmi Talmud speaks also Aramaic. But their Aramaic, they miss a lot of the vowels. They take off, in fact, most of the vowels. Most of the names are missing the vowels. They take off vowels for whatever reason. That's their dialect. So we want to know the word in our Gemara, whenever it says chav, it's chayiv, with two yuds. What happened to the yuds? Chav hamazik, chayiv hamazik, but it's just with two yuds. Exactly. And the Mishnah usually is written in Israel. So on the contrary, all of them. So he said, this Tanna was actually a Yerushalmi. Yom Yerushalayim, so Yerushalmi. No, it was within Israel itself. Not everyone spoke minus all the vowels. I guess the rest of Israel they didn't. But this particular Tanna that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is quoting was a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi, they miss out all the vowels. And they speak Lishna Klila, they don't speak a proper Hebrew or a proper Aramaic. They don't speak properly, bottom line. Says about it further, Lishala Tashlevinezek, you got it. Sorry?
The Yerushalmi have a different pronunciation than
the other one. Do they? Lishala Tashlevinezek, they pay. You know, if you cause damage, you got to pay, and we say that you have to pay from the best, you have the premium fields. You know, you can have worse fields and an average field, and the premium, you got to pay from the premium fields. So you have it says in Pasuk, Torah, what you learn? Mate of Sadeh, Mate of Kamisham. Your animal consumes the crop of somebody else's field, you got to pay back with the best of the field and the best of the vineyard. Now, the Gemara has a very interesting question. The Gemara understood the argument as follows. Let's say the victim happens to have a field that his premium field is only mediocre. And the perpetrator of the crime, his worst field is equal to that mediocre field, but his premium field is way up there. Whose premium field are we talking about? We're talking about the victim's premium field, you know, per out of that, or we're talking about the perpetrators. So you say the perpetrators. So you follow Rabbi Akiva. However, says the Gemara, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Kamishal, Meitav Sadeh, Shal Nizik, Meitav Kamishal Nizik. Divi Rabbi Shal says, you look at the premium field of the victim. And Rabbi Akiva says, Loi, you look at the premium field, and Loi Boa Kosova, leave us even idiots. You got it from the premium field, Kavachem El Hegish. If you cause damage to the Beis HaMikdash, you got to pay the premium fields. Now, the Gemara thought like this. How the Gemara thought this way is a commentary to try to work it out. The Gemara thought that, of course, you got to pay with the premium field, but the Gemara is thinking, how much do you have to pay? According to Rabbi Akiva, whatever the damage was, but then you work out, let's say, it's $100 worth of damage, I give you $100 of my premium field. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I might have damaged, or the animal might have damaged your worst field. But we take that section, let's say it was 10 square meters, and we go to the premium field by the victim, and we say, okay, a size 10 square meters, what's the value of that? And in the field, it actually was only worth $100. But in the premium field, this section is worth $300. That's what it has to pay, $300. But Rabbi Shmuel asked him, does that make sense?
If the person has got cash to pay,
there's
no problem.
You have to pay with property. Yeah, even so. Exactly. Says the Gemara Bishmol, Ochal Shmeina Mishalon Shmeina, you ate from the premium field, you paid the premium value, makes sense. Ochal Chusha Mishalon Shmeina, he ate from the lowest class field and he should pay the premium prices, doesn't make sense. The Gemara thought in the beginning.
Damage to field in Footscray, just because you have a field in Turek means I have to pay for the
exactly, 10 meters, exactly. So the Gemara thought right now, because it's a mitzvah to pay, the mitzvah you should always pay the best. And the Gemara answered, no, you have to pay because of the damage. It's a mitzvah to pay whatever the damage is. So that's the discussion here. Maybe the Gemara is still promoting this idea. Maybe he's talking about a case. He ate a section, but we don't know which section he ate. He ate the section so well. What happened was he had two fields neighboring each other, a premium field and an ordinary field. And then he ate right in the middle. Now we don't know what he ate. What was it? Was it the premium side or was it the ordinary side? So therefore, we take the stricter side. We're talking about the damage of field. That's what we're talking about, field.
Yeah, but when you say metos today, you
field.
Yeah, but if you damage somebody's goods, right, you have got money to pay.
True, but right now we're talking about the field, because we're talking about the field. That's what you're limited the field. True, but in this case, we're talking about that case where we don't know. But I don't understand. If we don't know for a fact that he only ate from the lean field, he pays on the lower prices. We don't know which field it was. He wanted to pay the premium. We have a rule when it comes to commercial laws. The onus of proof is always on the one who wants to collect money. I'm going to argue maybe it was from the lower, you know, the lower price field. You say the premium field, prove it. This is the case. The premium field of the victim was equal, equivalent of the worst field of the mazik. This is the argument. They all agree you pay the exact $100, whatever there was damage you did. You look at the victim, the terms of the premium field of the victim. So therefore, the mazik has to pay with which of his fields? The lowest class field, because that equals the victim's premium field. You look at the mazik, whatever field the behemoth is premium, that's what he pays. My time with the Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say you look at the victim? Nemar, it says, Sod lamata v'nema sod lamayla. It says if you go damage in someone else's field. And there it's talking about the victim. And then it says you got to pay your own field. So it says field. Ma sod lamayla comes to the damage. The nizib, we're talking about the victim's field. Af sod lamata, also it comes to payment. The nizib is the victim's. Rabbi Kiva, we're talking about. Mate of sodehu, read the words. It says the best of his field, the perpetrator. Well, mate of karma, the best of his vineyard, yishalom. The heir, the koi, mishalom. Whoever pays, it's his field. Rabbi Shmuel says, you're right. Ahani gzeira shava. I will use gzeira shava to tell you sometimes you pay according to the victim standards. Vahani kron. Sometimes you pay according to the perpetrator. When? Ahani gzeira shava. When do we say that you according to the victim? Kidokimna, like I just said, that the lowest of the perpetrator's field is equal to the premium of the victim. Ahani kron. The pasuk helps. Going to Easter, the mazik idiot of the Buddhists. What happened? The mazik has a premium field and an ordinary field. The idiot is the nizik, and the nizik has a premium field.